an egg without a shell. That's the image that my wife Liz texted me recently after a visit to the chicken coop behind our Myersville home near Frederick. I had never seen an egg like this, a rubbery cross between an apricot and a small water balloon. They occur rarely, apparently, often the maiden attempt by young hens. When I arrived home that night, I picked up the naked egg, and as much as it unnerved me, decided to keep it. Ever since we moved from Montgomery County this past August, I've been feeling like this egg. For years, I lobbied and browbeat Liz to escape the D.C. metro region with its apocalyptic, lawless roads and its well-cultivated, impersonal vibe. Frederick seemed the utopia we sought, an historical and artistic pedigree, a human and humane scale of 18th-century architecture, blue-ribbon schools, all within a few minutes' drive of deep country farms and patches of wilderness. The roads were empty at night, and the inky, star-choked sky all struck the inverted balance of absence and abundance we desperately sought. It didn't hurt that Frederick had been lauded one of the top 25 small cities in the U.S., the safest place to live in the U.S., and sixth best downtown in the country. Yet now that we'd found our Eden, in a retrofitted 19th-century cabin on 2.5 acres with fruit trees and wildflowers, I'm wrestling with an unexpected question. How can something that feels so right leave one feeling so, well, shellless? Liz's calcified membrane is doing just fine, thanks. She bought an all-wheel drive Subaru, ordered chickens, and joined a homesteading Facebook group, all before the bank even approved our loan. The day we settled the loan, she even managed to avoid throttling the realtor for the seller, a platinum blonde named Sharon who wore booty shorts with spiked heels. Sharon didn't even show the seller our contract the first time, and she put the house back on the market after our contract was accepted. Me? I fell sway to the cartographic prowess of locals who understand the power of place. The movers we hired, all three from the Frederick area, got lost twice coming out to the house. "It's almost like this area doesn't even exist," they said, pointing to their GPS when they pulled up. They're not alone. It took weeks to find someone to pick up the trash. Frederick County doesn't offer this service, and to landscape our 2.5 acres. Out here, I'm learning, you're either in the zone or not, regardless of county credentials. "I'm looking at a map, and you're outside of our radius, sir," local contractors echoed over and over. To some people like Liz, this off-grid anonymity comforts. But every time my car climbs the 700 feet up the Catoctin Mountains towards home, and my transmission and the internet reception on my smartphone wither, I'm glad when I'm driving alone. The whimper that escapes from my mouth does little to boost confidence in myself or other passengers. This isn't how it was supposed to be. I was supposed to be the one pitching hay in a cardigan and wingtips, like Eddie Albert in the 1960s TV sitcom Green Acres. Instead, I'm holding up in our home, pining for Park Avenue like Ava Gabor. Recently, I ventured out with Liz, our 3-year-old son Makala, and my stepdaughter Aaliyah to Middletown, the Gotham in these parts. We stopped at a new ice cream parlor called Moore. Moore Ice Cream occupies a Photoshop perfect Victorian, both inside and out, complete with wrought iron tables and chairs dappled around its wraparound porch. We ate our scoops in a circular room wallpapered with photographs of standout night athletes from nearby Middletown High School. It's doubtful that even the local high school has room for such an extensive shrine, ranging from a basketball star circa 1974, extending all the way up to the school's first entrant in the Maryland High School Rodeo Association last spring. As much as I felt like some awkward party crasher sitting there, obstructing the clear view of intimates across the room from each other, something about the insularity of this place felt exotic compared to what I had known back near D.C. And it felt good. "I want to go to our new house," Makala said, interrupting my attention. And then he corrected himself. "I want to go to our new home." "Do you mean house?" I asked, curious. He shook his head. I want to go to our new home. The next morning, Liz found two eggs in the chicken coop, including one from the youngest hen. She held it out to me. Feel it, but be very careful, she said. It was still warm, and bore a shell so thin and delicate I feared cracking it from just touching it. I took it inside, threw away the shellless egg, and eased the young hen's newest effort in its place alone in the bowl. This new egg was perfect, just the right balance of absence and abundance.
Signal contributor Andrew Reiner, who now makes the long commute from Myersville, Maryland, to teach his writing and cultural studies courses at Towson University.